You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. And I'm joined by a very special guest, very pleased and honored to welcome the founder and chief executive officer of Avalon International Breads, Jackie Victor. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
You originated in Detroit, an Avalon Hearth and Soul Cafe and kitchen opened on East Liberty Street in Ann Arbor just about a year ago, right?
Yeah, almost exactly a year ago.
So how many locations do you have overall?
So we have four locations. We have three in Detroit, one New Center, one Midtown, one Downtown. And then we have our industrial facility on the east side of Detroit, and then our new Ann Arbor Cafe and Kitchen.
1 year anniversary. Happy birthday.
1 year anniversary. Thank
You're a
you.
University of Michigan graduate, right?
I am, and some of my roots of Avalon actually start at U of M. I first met my mentors, my political mentors, James and Grace Boggs from Detroit in Ann Arbor at U of M. And I also was sort of inspired by Wildflower Bakery, which was a co-op bakery right next to 4th Avenue Food Co-op. So all those things conspired to plant the seed in my mind about a bakery that kind of became like a hearth of a community. And at that time, Midtown was called Cass Corridor, and it could use a little inspiration.
So you opened your very first location in Detroit's Cass Corridor.
Oh, yeah.
Against all the odds, perhaps.
And against all the advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your goal? What was your intention? What fueled you?
Yeah, well, we just, the co-founder of Avalon, Ann Perrault, we both had this real commitment to Detroit. We loved Detroit, and we believed that Detroit deserved the best. We also saw that there was an underserved population in that neighborhood, the hospitals there, the cultural centers there, Wayne State's there, and there was literally no retail, basically no retail. So people are coming and going every day, and there was just nothing to buy. I had this idea of this bakery, and Ann and I were both kind of between careers. And one day she said, let's try this bakery you always talk about. And there was a little food co-op right on the corner of Cass and Willis, and then a little space opened up. And so the idea was to have a business that would do good and do well. So three bottom lines: earth, community, and employees. But that was 20 years ago. So that language and that concept was pretty new, especially to Michigan. So it took some kind of explaining. But the minute we opened our doors, we didn't have to explain it to anyone. Everyone got it right away.
What did they get? What do you mean?
There was a feeling, and there still is a feeling at that location. Mm-hmm. When you walk in, there's just a warmth, I think, and an authenticity. We had an open production area, so people who really didn't have a lot of access to fresh foods would walk in, would see bread being made probably for the first time, sweets, things going into the oven. And it really became, I'm happy to say, kind of ground zero of the revitalization of Detroit. Now there's hundreds of new businesses, and we're one of many, but we're one of the older businesses, and I think most people agree that when you walk in our flagship store, there is still a really special feeling that everyone belongs there.
In Ann Arbor, you have coffee. It's like a coffee shop and a restaurant. Well, tell us a little bit about Ann Arbor.
Yeah. So Ann Arbor is a really different concept, and it's a lot of fun. So it's really much more of a full-service restaurant. The menu does revolve around our breads. We offer our sweets and coffee. We partner with Mighty Good Coffee. We have a great little lounge. But it is really a full-service restaurant. So we have amazing avocado toast. I know it's kind of cliche, but ours is actually the best.
Right.
We have a wonderful mushroom toast. Our trout Reuben is super popular. Potato tacos are super popular. We actually had fried chicken. And then on the weekends, we've got great brunch fare. We've got brioche French toast. We have quinoa pancakes, shashuka. But a lot of the foods are kind of revolve around the breads. And it's just really delicious, sort of, if you think maybe healthy comfort food, I think.
Ah.
And not also, then you just have fried chicken, which is just comfort food.
And you have beer and alcohol?
Yeah.
So a lot of yeast going on.
Yeah, right. We do have beer. We feature Jolly Pumpkin and Northern United Brewing Company beers. We have actually two really cool beers. One is made from Mighty Good Coffee, and it's this it's this really dark, yummy beer. I call it breakfast beer.
Oh.
Yep. And the other is it's called Eye of Horus, and this is really, it's unusual in that it's made from bread. It's actually the bread ferments, and that's the beginning of the bread, and it's a sour beer made by Jolly Pumpkin. It's a 6,000-year-old tradition of making beer that comes out of Egypt.
Wow. And you can get that at the Avalon Hearth and Soul Cafe. Is that what you were
It's
known
Avalon Cafe and Kitchen. Cafe. And yet those two beers you actually can only get at two locations. One is Cafe and Kitchen in Ann Arbor, and the other is in downtown Detroit at the Bakery and Cafe.
Are you a baker yourself?
You know, I'm really not. I mean, I had to learn how to bake for sure to open it up. But really, my degree is in political science. I'm really more of a social activist. And baking was more of a means to an end, a way to build a heart, literally a hearth for the community. And so I've learned a lot about baking, but let's just say it's not my highest and best use.
No, but it's obviously working out well.
Yeah, well, Avalon we find really good bakers.
Oh, okay, there you go. But you also have like there's a meaning or a mood to what you're offering.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. It's very accessible food. It's delicious food. It's affordable food. I mean, this isn't the cheapest food in the world because we use really excellent ingredients.
But we use 100% organic flour.
Yep, in everything we make every day, right? We use local ingredients and local produce whenever we can. But the idea is that it should just be really accessible, kind of fancy enough to be special, but accessible enough that nobody should feel uncomfortable because they don't know what something is. And I think interestingly, Ann Arbor has that exact same vibe as our flagship store. It's kind of that warm, really comfortable, really welcoming atmosphere, which I'm really delighted that we didn't really have to do much. I think those kind of people were attracted to want to work at Avalon in Ann Arbor.
I was going to ask you, is it difficult finding staff?
It's really not.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
They really find
good.
Us. Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, the bakehouse on the east side is a little more challenging finding skilled bakers in a neighborhood that really doesn't have a lot of public transportation in Detroit. But in the restaurants, no, we have great waiters, waitresses, you know, serving people, kitchen staff, just a great team, great managers. And it really does seem like a certain kind of person is attracted to want to work at Avalon.
And how is it being a woman owning such a successful business like this?
I don't know. It's, you know, I always say I'm ruined for anything else. I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years.
I love that. What a great phrase.
And before I was a political activist. So for me, it's just normal. And It's been fine.
What does the future hold for the owner of Avalon International Breads?
What a fantastic question. I have no idea.
You don't?
No, I mean, it's the cool thing about being an entrepreneur is really you have to relearn your job every single day. And we've opened 3 new locations in the last 12 months. So right now the future is stabilizing the business, really getting deeper in instead of expanding out. So really getting deeper into training and providing opportunities for employees and getting deeper into the actual quality and maybe a little bit more expansiveness of the actual products. But just to do what we do better and have a little more fun.
Jackie Victor is founder and chief executive officer of Avalon International Breads with the one location on East Liberty Street in Ann Arbor. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much. It was really fun being here.